This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you all. It means the world to me and my family. And I'll see you on Thursday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Lots of pageantry going on here, lots of theater.
Hey, everyone. I'm Jill Biden's husband.
Oh, no. Not this again.
As Lily already indicated, I'm Jill Biden's husband. Joe Biden.
Yes, this again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Oval Office should be a command center. Instead, it's a storm center. There's only chaos.
Said the pot to the kettle.
Hello to the DNC Native American Caucus. It is such an honor to join you all today. Joe Biden understands the pandemic's toll on Indian country.
Wait, so you're serious?
That's the kind of first lady, this Jill Biden will be.
Lady, you're my lady.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What was in the report that I don't know, but I know one thing that was in the report, that Donald Trump had absolutely nothing to do with it or with Russia. Is that right? Did you read that?
Unchained and unstoppable.
On a clan exists in Hugo, Minnesota, and it's right here. Don't run now! Racist white people! I'm here! Oh yeah, we pull up! We pull up!
I don't know what we're yelling about!
The calamari comeback state of Rhode Island casts one vote for Bernie Sanders and 34 votes for the next president, Joe Biden.
Yes. Squid pro row.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Did he say Joe Biden or Jill Biden, or did he say Joe Biden, as was reported in the New York Post? It could have gone any way. No one will ever really know the answer, will they? You know, we've gone from a word salad to a word soup. Now he's just throwing the words into a blender and coming up with a smoothie. You just don't know. We should probably play that cut right off the top here, Jared. If we can get it.
Great
job. God, how are you?
Hey, everyone. I'm Jill Biden's husband.
I'm Jill Biden's husband.
Hey, everyone. I'm Jill Biden's husband.
Okay. We got a lot of stuff to get to here today, obviously. 844-500-4242. And you got to love this story about Elizabeth Warren being at the caucus of the Native Americans yesterday. So many trolls flooded the Native American caucus meeting where Elizabeth Warren was slated to speak that organizers had to disable a chat room accompanying the live stream event. Hi, this was one message from someone who identified as Chief White Snake. Hi, my name is Elizabeth Warren, and I'm here to take your culture for my own personal benefit. About a half hour into the event, before Warren was slated to speak, organizers disabled the chat. One person who'd been encouraging the trolls said, "They disabled the chat. We've single-handedly set a new land speed record for bullying the DNC into silencing free speech." All right. And I just want to mention a couple of things here before we move on. The one good thing about the Democrat convention last night was the having people recorded on videotape. Instead of being in front of that pole that has the name of the state on top of it, you know, and they, sometimes they get in arguments about who's going to read that. Like they did it. I think they did in Massachusetts at the Republican convention 4 years ago. Two guys wanted to read it. I mean, this talk about 15 minutes of fame. This is 15 seconds of fame, but they wanted it. And so for the virtual convention, everybody did it, tried to do it in outdoor locations and in colorful local garb. You know, like the New Mexico guy was kind of dressed like, I guess, a Native American. But the best one, hands down, there's no doubt about this. This was one thing everybody agreed on. The best state appearance was Rhode Island. Cut 20.
Rhode Island, the ocean state, where our restaurant and fishing industry have been decimated by this pandemic, are lucky to have a governor, Gina Raimondo, whose program lets our fishermen sell their catches directly to the public, and our state appetizer, calamari, is available in all 50 states. The calamari comeback state of Rhode Island casts one vote for Bernie Sanders and 34 votes for the next president, Joe Biden.
They were looking for a new name for the state, you know, because they can't call it Rhode Island and Providence Plantations anymore. So there it is right there, the calamari comeback state of Rhode Island. They should have a flag. You know, they should have some calamari on a flag. The new state banner for Rhode Island. It was great. 844-500-4242. But the first thing I want to mention today is I'm not into boycotts. I just don't think they work. And, you know, that's not the way to deal with it. But this thing with Goodyear Tire is so obnoxious. I just can't believe how bad this is. And I'm the guy who, from an early age, I was confused by the fact that there were two tire companies and one of them was named Goodyear and the other one was named Goodrich. I kept thinking to myself, you know, wouldn't you think one of them would have changed their name or bought out the other one? But this is Goodyear. And Goodyear Tire, somebody leaked something to a local TV station. And again, this isn't the Washington Post or the New York Times or, you know, one of the cable networks. This is local TV. It's so often the case that it's either a local TV station or a local newspaper that breaks these stories because the national press doesn't want to get their hands dirty. But this makes the whole woke corporate mentality just seem so terrible. Goodyear, in case you haven't heard it, a Goodyear employee at a plant in Topeka, Kansas, shared a slide that came from the company's corporate office in Akron, Ohio. The slide showed two categories of what kind of wear was appropriate. Under acceptable were Black Lives Matter and gay, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender pride, LGBT. Under unacceptable were Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, Make America Great Again, and politically affiliated slogans or material. And so Goodyear is now trying to say that they're kind of stumbling around with a response. The company became the focus of a conversation that created some misconceptions about our policies. Misconceptions, that means busted. You know, Goodyear said the visual in question was not created or distributed by Goodyear Corporate, nor was it part of a diversity training class. However, they can't get away from the fact that they're not disputing that it was a real visual that came out of the factory. And at the top of it, it had the Goodyear logo on it. So they're, again, as I say, they're busted. So they said about the police and political expression, we have the utmost appreciation, not utmost, the utmost appreciation. So I don't think their PR department, their human resources department was really prepared for this, considering whoever wrote it doesn't know the difference between utmost and upmost, whatever the hell utmost is. They have the utmost appreciation for the vital work police do on behalf of our shared community. So in other words, you can wear BLM gear, even though BLM has been involved in numerous riots. Recently, a BLM sympathizer supporter almost stomped a guy to death in Portland, Oregon, who was defending a transgender woman that BLM and Antifa were beating up. Okay? So BLM's okay, but not MAGA and not Blue Lives Matter. And so President Trump tweeted out on this, "Don't buy Goodyear tires. They announced a ban on MAGA hats. Get better tires for far less!" Exclamation point. This is what the radical left Democrats do. Two can play the same game, and we have to start playing it now! Exclamation point. I agree. You know, this is really obnoxious. This isn't some little mistake. I mean, when you say you can support Black Lives Matter, but you can't support Blue Lives Matter or Make America Great Again, you make it pretty clear which side you're on of the discussion. You're on the totalitarian side. You're on the side that Black Lives Matter wants to do away with the nuclear family. They want to do away with capitalism. The Black Lives Matter organizer in Chicago last weekend, after they looted the high-end shopping district, said that looting was just reparations. So they support. So does Goodyear Tires support looting tire stores? Their tire stores? Do they consider that reparations? 844-500-4242. When we come back, we have an announcement about a staff member. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Make it one for my baby, and one more for the road.
It's a long road, a long, long, long road, till you get to the kid being 23. I think you're committed now to supporting the kid until he turns 23. I think that's the way it works. I should know that by now. I just ended up with no kids that I have to support for the first time in, 45 years, something like that. No, 40 years, I guess it is. All right. Before we get to that, though, Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. And now it's part of the PayPal family. Start saving in seconds. It's great. It's free, and it'll save you money in seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Howie. That's joinhoney.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What did Joe Biden really say? Joe Biden's husband, Jill Biden's husband, or Jill Biden's husband?
Play it one more time. I've made my decision, but I'll let you listen.
Great job.
Oh, love it. How are you?
Hey, everyone. I'm Jill Biden's husband.
I'm Jill Biden's husband.
Joe Biden's husband is in the lead at 62. Jill Biden's husband is coming in at 30%. And Jill Biden's husband has the lowly 8%.
That's the one I voted for. It's all kind of confusing. I can't even remember now. They all kind of blend together. It could be any of the above. All right. So I told you on Monday or a Tuesday that Taylor was going to be off for a few days, a couple of weeks, because his wife was on the cusp of giving birth to his first child. So Taylor is joining us now on the line. And Taylor, do you have an announcement to make to Howie Carr Nation?
At 3:22 this morning, the Cormier family had another mouth to feed.
That's good. That's better than saying you welcomed somebody. You're looking at it in the proper context.
So what happened was last night around 9 o'clock, we turned on the Democratic National Convention on CNN in the delivery room, and that's when the labor pains really started kicking in. So I think the baby wanted to come out to turn the TV off before Wolf Blitzer came on and gave us his rundown.
Yeah, and all the videotapes of applause. How about that? You know, they didn't want Major League Baseball to pipe in sound, but it's okay if the Democrat National Committee does it. So what's the, is it male or female?
It's a boy. So we had actually waited to find out what gender it was. You know, some people, they let the baby choose itself what gender it'll be. But we decided that we were going to wait and find out. And I had my bets hedged that it was a boy, and I was right. So we have Harrison James Cormier. He came in at 7 pounds, 8 ounces, 21 inches long. And he's, if anybody wants to see a picture of him, they can follow me on Twitter at Old Man Cormier, at Old Man Cormier. And I've got a couple of photos posted up there.
And so I thought you were going to, shouldn't his middle name be Lewis or Lawrence? So then he can have the same initials as me?
No, I'm sorry. I've only been with you a year. That's hardly long enough to make a namesake out of you.
HLC.
But I do have some, I wanted some fatherly advice from you.
Yes.
Around what age can I expect Harrison to start stealing my credit cards?
Ooh. I'm going to say around, I don't know. Kids are, in many ways, kids don't know how to read or do long division or anything like that. But in other ways, they become more precocious. So perhaps, perhaps around the age of 14 or 15. That's when you have to start.
Yeah, they're getting smarter. They're growing up with all this technology around them. I think they might be able to handle it a little bit earlier than that.
Right.
11 or 12.
I went to get my hair cut today, and the woman who was cutting my hair said, "You know what? You sound like somebody." And I said, "Who's that?" And she said, "Harrison Ford." And so I was wondering about that. So why is the name, what's the name Harrison? Are you related to William Henry Harrison, the shortest serving president until Joe Biden? Or his grandson Benjamin Harrison?
That's probably the furthest explanation from the truth. One of the reasons is I'm a big fan of Harrison Ford, his earlier work before he just became a wacko. Another reason is because my grandfather, when he would forget my name, he would call me either by my father's name or my uncle's name, and then he'd just call me Harry. There was nobody in our family named Harry, so it was just a name that he would say when he couldn't remember yours. So I thought it'd be a kind of a nice tribute to him.
Why didn't you go with Harry then? Harry James, like you say.
Harrison is the longer version of Harry, so his nickname is Harry. And you know who Harry James is, too.
Of course, yeah. He was the great trumpet player in the big band era. He made a great Kleenex commercial. Kleenex has something new to trump about or something like that. He would try to blow the Kleenex out with his trumpet. One of the VIPs, one of the older VIPs remembers that. The younger VIPs do not remember that, nor do you.
The chief reason I know his name is because he was the first big band leader, to hire Frank Sinatra professionally. So that was another little nod to
from watching him in my youth. On TV when he was in his dotage, I guess even as a youth myself, I suspected that Harry James would take a drink under extreme social pressure. And then he probably liked to smoke an occasional Chesterfield.
We're all very excited. I'm sure Harrison will come visit up in Needham one of these days. But until then, I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, congratulations, and you're getting a nice package of baby goods from the Howie Carr Radio Network. So congratulations, Taylor.
Oh, great. Thank you. I hope there's some super beats.
We'll add them in. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number for the Howie Carr Show. And Seneca County, New York, is a lot like most counties in the United States of America. Since this COVID panic began back in February or March, Seneca County, New York, has had a grand total of 95 cases resulting in one, count them, one fatality, one death in 7 months, okay? But they're shut down, or they were shut down, and there's been a plague of Karens, you know, both private snitches and the public health department coming out and hassling people. And there was a story on the PJ Media today about a diner, AJ's Family Diner in Seneca County. And they've been hassled by the overzealous people who are frightened of their safety or just getting off on having power over people that they didn't have before this thing started. So I wanted to talk to the people who've been affected by this at the diner, and because they've really posted some well-written responses to what's been going on. And joining us now on the line is Angel. That's the only way we're going to identify her as Angel. She's one of the owners of the diner. Angel, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hi.
Can you hear
me?
I can.
I'm still on the road, so I want to make sure you can hear me.
No, you sound good. Tell us what's going on Tell us what's going on with your diner. I assume you were closed down for a while, right?
We were closed down for 3 months.
Yeah.
And a week before we were given permission to open our tables back up, we tried takeout because we felt comfortable. We felt that our area really hadn't been hit by it.
Right.
And in this business, you need summer to get you through winter.
Yeah. Same as here in Boston, in Massachusetts. Right.
Right. So we opened back up. Of course, we had to throw all the food away that was in the freezers because you got to start with fresh. So that was a huge expense. And then we asked the county, what do we need to do to make sure we're complying? And the only thing we really had to do is put masks on because our booths were back-to-back and we had 6 feet apart. Well, in the county's defense, the governor changes his mind on what the regulations are going to be on a regular basis.
Yeah, yeah. So Massachusetts is a lot like New York, I'll tell you. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So we thought we were operating the way we should be, and then we learned that there was another set of rules that we weren't aware of. So we lost seven of our 13 tables. So after all that expense and opening back up and thinking we're doing the right thing, then we find out we're not, and that was triggered by somebody that called in unanimously. They do not have to give a name, and if they did, we're not allowed to know who it is.
Yeah,
so that triggered the audit.
So they came in and they took away some of your tables and your I'm looking at your Facebook posting. Well, it's official. Some good Samaritan, I use the term very loosely and sarcastically, decided to come into the diner for a meal, and halfway through her meal, decided they were feeling uncomfortable because of the amount of people who were in the diner. So rather than asking the staff to box up their food so they could leave, the complainant decided to stay and finish her food even though they were uncomfortable, et cetera, et cetera. So then the health inspectors came in and they reduced your number of tables and they threatened to fine you, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
So,
I can tell you, and the reason I'm still in my car is I have driven all over this county to find out how this is affecting everybody else. And I've been trying to open up the line of communication between the county and state representatives and our business owners. When our county was shut down, and actually I understand that they're now going to open to the public, but up until this point, there was no means of communication other than email. And I understand that they've been inundated with emails.
Yeah.
So in my travels today, what I learned was most of the businesses are not having an issue with enforcement. It is definitely the Amish, the Mennonites, restaurants and bars. Restaurants and bars are getting hit hard, really hard. So they have some legitimate concerns. Most of them I talked to, they said, you know, if they have to wear masks, they have to wear masks. There's not much they can do about it. But the part that's really hurting them is the businesses that do not have outdoor seating.
Right.
And the ones that here comes winter and their outdoor seating is going to go away. And now they don't have enough tables to get them turned over to get them through the winter. So there's a lot of fear that they're not going to be able to make it. And I'm also finding that it's the businesses with employees. The businesses that have family or they don't have employees, they're not as concerned. But the ones with employees are. And the payroll protection program, although that is out there, one of the stipulations, I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if you are shut down, you are no longer eligible to qualify for the grant.
Right. No, I think that's true because the money is supposed to go to keep your employees employed, right? So if you're shut
correct.
Down, they're not working. So, that's the way it is.
So now, a lot of what I'm hearing is we can't even apply for that because if we get shut down, now we have another debt that we don't know how we're going to pay. So I guess I'm hoping that this meeting with the county and state representatives will help these businesses that are hurting, that there's got to be some kind of source to help them.
Yeah. I like the posting you said, the staff does not appreciate it when people sneakily take their picture. If you want to take their picture, just ask them. Like, this job isn't hard enough for them. Now they are all you have them all stressed out about what we're going to get turned in for next and when. Before you decide to take that vindictive step and ask yourself how you would feel, think about all the problems in your life. Would you still enjoy going to a job like this? This is very well written, Angel. You've really summed up what I think people all over the country are feeling about what's going on. And then tell us about the fact that, what's going on in the kitchen with the heat. It's been hot. It's summer. It's been hot. So what?
Well, let me tell you. I was going to give you a thought back on my employees. My employees are phenomenal. And any small business that has employees that return to work, they could have stayed home. They could have collected money, but they didn't. They wanted to come back to work. Let me tell you, you appreciate them.
Yes.
The kitchen, 97 degree day outside. We're all hearing how hot it is. My husband put a thermometer in our kitchen. It said 140 degrees. I said, oh, no way. That can't be right. We grabbed a second thermometer. It sure is. Now, they wanted us to start wearing masks in the kitchen. I'm sorry. I have to draw the line. My mother is one of the cooks there. She's in her 70s. Have they not heard of heat exhaustion? I worry. I worry about my people. I just, I'm so frustrated because I care about these people. And I'm concerned.
Who do you think dimed you out? Who do you think dimed you out? Do you have any idea? Could it be like a competitor or somebody you've crossed in the course of your life?
Oh no, let me tell you. I'd like to tell you that I have a clue, but I don't. But I can guarantee you one thing: it's not a competitor. We don't look at each other as competitors. We look at each other as friends. Friends going through the same struggles. We really don't see each other as competitors. As a matter of fact, in my drive today, I was trying to think, how can I help other businesses? So for most of the businesses I went to, I bought gift certificates, although I did have one business that absolutely refused to take my money and gave me a gift certificate. So I'm going to put a jar on the counter with these gift certificates. And I'm going to have the customers put their name and phone number on the bottom of their receipts, and we're going to put it in for a drawing. Every Friday, we're going to let a customer draw one of these gift certificates so they can take their business someplace else as well. So it's not about competition. It's about working together to try to keep us all open.
Yeah. I'm looking at the story PJ Media did. They quoted you as saying, it's a bad thing when anyone can make an anonymous call and destroy a business. Any enemy you've ever had can make your life a living hell. It's so true.
Oh.
And again, you're
absolutely.
How many people died in your county? How many?
Well, it's really kind of hard to know what numbers are real.
Right. But the official number is one, isn't it?
I believe so.
One death. And they're putting you through the worst year you've had in your business, and all, everybody's worst year, and all your employees' worst years in their business for one death. And we, and you're right, we don't even know if it's one, if that's the, that's the real number. What would you tell Governor Cuomo if you could talk to him?
Oh, I don't think we better talk about that.
Who's is there anybody in New York that's doing, that's trying to protect people like you, Angel?
Yes. Actually, it's the customers. It's the people of the community. We do have some of our county board of supervisors that have come forward, and I've tried very hard to let other business owners know that it, that is not true. We do have help. We do have representatives that want to hear what's going on, and that's why this meeting's being set up. But unfortunately, the lines of communication have been so closed off that they thought nobody was there to help them. But we do indeed have county supervisors that are willing to listen and take that information back to the county board and see what they can do for us. We've invited to the meeting state representatives. One has gotten back to us immediately, and that was Senator Hamling, who unfortunately has another commitment. We do have a call into Tom Reed, and we're waiting to hear back from him.
All right. Grace wanted to talk to you.
Well, I got to talk to Angel a little bit before, and I just wanted to offer her my sincerest kudos, because I think that story that Angel just told about going to another restaurant and trying to help them, I was a waitress, and people always say, if you've never worked in the food industry, you should, because it gives you, every time you go to a restaurant, it gives you a newfound respect for the hard work that goes into it. And I have such a respect for that, and I have such a respect for restaurants and restaurant owners and good bosses who are trying to do right by their employees. And I just want to tell Angel that we all stand by you. We know how unfair this all is, and we're all going to try to support restaurants like hers, because it's not right. And thank God there's employers like this who look out for their people.
Thank you, because they are, I always say to them, you know, it doesn't matter if I can cook a gourmet meal. They see you first. So your staff can either make you or break you.
Yeah.
And I before we close this off, I just want to add something that I think should be said. And I'm sure every restaurant will agree with me. Our staff cleans down everything, everything, every condiment, everything, seat, table, before you allow another table to sit down. And I said, you know, they're coming down so hard on the restaurants, but yeah, I know, and no offense to these corporations like Walmart or whatever, but they're not cleaning everything down every time somebody passes through. It's not feasible. So really, I guess my message is, we're so conscious of the cleanliness that I would say a restaurant is your safest place to go.
Right. And Walmart just had, they announced their publicly traded company. They just announced their quarterly results. They had, I think, the best quarter they've ever had. And I'm sure that AJ's Diner, Family Diner, did not have the best quarter they ever had, did they, Angel?
No, if I had known that this is what we were up against, quite honestly, I don't know if I would have opened.
I hope things work out for you, Angel. Keep us informed about what's going on. And, as Grace said, we're on your side, and the same problems are afflicting, restaurant owners and restaurant patrons, and everybody, across the country. This is, but worse in the Northeast, obviously. Worse in the Northeast.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much, Angel. That's Angel from AJ's Family Diner in Seneca, New York, where she's being hassled by the local Karens and the local Karens in the county government. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work, or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it with a healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. It's still not easy to make an appointment with a physician at a clinic or a doctor's office or even a hospital, and you don't want to go to the pharmacy. You're going to have to wear a mask and worry about the one-way lines in the aisles, et cetera. You know what it's like. With Roman, though, you don't have to deal with all these headaches. You can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of erectile dysfunction treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. GetRoman.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
I think it's the Sixth Amendment in the Bill of Rights that says you have a right to confront your accuser. Unless it's a Karen who's just going by trying to bust you. In which case you have no recourse, none whatsoever. I got a haircut today, and I'm in the store, and the woman says, "Excuse me for a second. My glasses are fogging up from the mask." And I said, "You don't have to wear the mask on my account." And she says, "It's no." She said, "I understand that, but you know, it's right on the main street, the main drag, and people walking by." And she said, "Somebody could walk by, see me without a mask, take a picture, and either turn me into the town or put me on social media, and I'll just be slammed."
A nation of tattletales. That's what we've become. A nation of hall monitors telling one another, I'm going to tell you. And the scary part is the people do it, and they feel great about themselves. It's like Jerry
they
Seinfeld
post it.
In the
they
restaurant.
They post it. I busted this woman who was cutting Howie Carr's hair.
I'm a good person.
Right. I busted AJ's diner. Come on, give me a break. And by the way, tattle is the wrong word. The word is rat. A nation of rats. Whitey Bulger died too early. No, not really, but he would be enjoying this. Everybody's a rat. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Captain. I don't know if you heard, but MassDPH, you know, the most corrupt agency in the world, just announced that all school-age kids in Massachusetts up through college have to have a flu vaccination by December 31st. I'm getting phone calls. It ain't happening with my kid. And
You're kidding.
It just broke. It just broke. This is World War IV, and I'm telling you, this is going to be the final straw because that ain't happening with my kids. I ain't taking that poison. My kids are not taking that poison. Yep, just broke. So DPH, they're taking it up a notch, and you want to go to war? We're going to war.
Okay, Matt, we'll have to check that out. That's amazing. I mean, I don't think flu vaccines are poison myself, but isn't that up to the parents to decide whether or not their kids are going to get a shot? Give me a break.
Your papers are not in order.
Nine. I'm Howie Carr.